It's Friday night. Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, and I love to hear from you. You can connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and also we want to encourage you to go to our radio website, that is yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Check out all of our amazing hosts right here at our network. Well, right now we're talking to one of the rising stars at YSR, and that, of course, is Andy Pondillo. Does a great job. He is our baseball guy, our guru. And Andy, let's shift our attention. Now, of course, we're staying in the NL East, but let's talk about the Miami Marlins. What do you see about this team? Because I have to tell you, doing my research, I mean, the Marlins seem like one of the most perhaps overlooked teams in the MLB.
Well, that's definitely true. And if you're a betting person, 81.5 win season spread that Vegas is giving them, extremely low. If there's guaranteed money anywhere, if you're legally betting money on a team, I would recommend putting the over on the Marlins for this season. This team is so underrated. So many great young players on this team. Giancarlo Stanton, you know, obviously comes first to mind, but let's talk about the depth around him. Ozuna, Yelich, and then you get D. Gordon at the top of the order. This is a very dynamic offense where you do have the run producers. You have Stanton, you have Ozuna, you also have McGee, who comes in, and Michael Morse, if he can regain some of that power form that he had before the Giants last year, before he got hurt, you know, he becomes a very good six hitter in that order. So I like the diversity in this offense. I also like the pitching. Jose Fernandez coming back from the Tommy John. They get Matt Latos. This is a team that's really upcoming. I think that a lot of the analysts will say that maybe they're a year away still. I think they're ready right now to win.
Well, D. Gordon, I mean, you start looking at things statistically. I mean, he's stolen 130 bases in 329 major league games. He really is the notable spring face that we'll be keeping an eye on. And I know you're really excited that he's on board.
I'm excited for them because you need that top of the order guy. These middle of the order hitters, they look good. The baseball cards look good when they have a good leadoff man and they have a solid two hitter that knows how to move the runners. If you don't have that, you're not getting 110 RBI per year, and you're not winning the MVP award. It truly is a team sport, even though they're individually batting one by one. You have to have a complete lineup to really excel, and I think the Marlins offer a more complete lineup than a lot of teams in the National League. Again, what happens that we have to worry about is our injuries, and I don't see the Marlins being that type of team yet because, you know, some of these players are so young and we don't know much about them. So if they're able to stay more healthy than the Nationals, they don't have as much depth as the Nationals, but what I expect to happen is that they overcome them with the youth, and then they probably have the best hitter right now in the National League in Giancarlo Stanton.
You know, it's interesting. I said to you that I think that perhaps the Marlins are the most overlooked team in MLB, but what about D. Gordon? Do you think he flies under the radar a little bit too?
I think he does just because he's only done it for 1 year, and then also when he was doing it with the Dodgers, you know, Yasiel Puig stole the headlines, the drama with Matt Kemp stole the headlines, Clayton Kershaw. You know, those leadoff guys sometimes can get pushed down the list a little bit. I really only think the big leadoff guys maybe a lot of people remember. They remember Craig Biggio. They remember Roberto Alomar when he was batting at the top of the order, Kenny Lofton. But there's a lot of solid guys out there that, you know, you just don't think about because you like to see the boppers all the time. It's an exciting time, though, for leadoff man. I feel like there's quite a few of them starting to come on, and a speed guy like D. Gordon in a game where there isn't as much power as there used to be, he's just as valuable as anybody on the field.
What is the value of Jose Fernandez? Oh, how do you compare him across the league?
Well, when we saw him 2 years ago in the start of last year before he got hurt, he was just as good as any pitcher in all of the league. He proved that he could be at Madison Bumgarner, at Felix Hernandez level. And this kid was, you know, what, 21 years old doing it? So sky's the limit for him once he starts to mature as a pitcher. It'll be interesting to see how he recovers from this injury. And really, their whole season can hinge on that. But based on what we've seen from these surgeries recently, the recovery time has gotten better, and then just the overall production. These guys come back from these surgeries throwing even better than before.
Okay, Andy Pondillo joining us tonight on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line of Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's progressive. And as we talk about the Miami Marlins, of course, last year, just as a recap, they finished 77-85, fourth in the NL East. Their manager is Mike Redmond. And what's your projection, Andy, and how far that this team will go?
I think they definitely make the playoffs. I think they're winning the NL East. As for making a World Series run, I don't know. I mean, we've seen young teams surprise us. The Kansas City Royals, if anybody had them going to the World Series last year, I'd say they were out of their mind before the season started. So anything's possible for these types of teams. And when you have one of the best players in the game, Giancarlo Stanton, who can take over the game offensively and just go off at any given point, that definitely gives you an advantage. Their pitching is unproven when it comes to big games, and I feel like that can always hurt you at some point of the playoffs. It might be the first round, it might be the second round. It may not even hurt you to the World Series, but it seems like the teams that win it generally have those guys have been there and done that.
Andy Pondillo with us tonight at YSR. So let's talk about the Mets, because this is a team that I think is overlooked as well.
They're definitely overlooked. I think that they compete for a playoff position as well as a wild card slot. I think you have three really strong teams this year. The Mets, their problem is they lack a lot of run production, and nobody knows what happened to David Wright. I don't know if he needs to find a fountain of youth. I don't know if he needs to play in another ballpark. I mean, this guy's power, where did it go? Otherwise, you know, Matt Harvey, another great young pitcher coming back from the disabled list. The Mets had Zach Wheeler also in that rotation. You got the old man Bartolo Colon. So this is a formidable rotation right now. The offense doesn't impress me very much, though I could see the Mets winning in the mid-80 games this year and bumping up their win totals, you know, 7-8 wins and really competing for that final position.
Okay, give us an update on Matt Harvey, because he lost a season to Tommy John elbow surgery.
See, the good thing for Matt is they found that out early enough to where it looks like he could start the season and be okay. I know he's been facing hitters. I don't know his spring training numbers or how many innings or anything he's thrown, but I know he's been thrown off the mound. It looks promising for him to start the year for the Mets.
Andy Pondillo with us tonight at YSR. And, of course, give us an update on the franchise cornerstone in David Wright. I mean, he really endured his worst season in 2014.
It just seems like it keeps getting worse for Dave, and I don't really know how to explain it because I watch his mechanics at the plate. They look sound to me. He doesn't have that long stride. He loads up properly, waits till the ball gets into the hitting zone. He's able to drive that ball out to right center. He's got good coverage of every pitch around the plate. I didn't watch him all last year, so I don't know why the power dropped off that significantly. But when I look at him mechanically, it's hard for me to believe that he's fallen off this much. I would imagine it's some sort of timing issue. But 8 home runs, and then that ballpark at Citi Field, you know, that's a hard place to hit. You know, they move the fences in, but it's still not an easy place to hit home runs.
Okay, time to take another commercial break. Of course, Andy Pondillo joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And tonight, of course, we're inside the Quick and Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas. Much, much more as the show rolls on at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. It may be championship week, but we're getting you ready. It's spring training preview right here with Andy Pondillo at YSR.